Welcome to the Business Life of Husband and Wife podcast.
A show based on real experiences in business and life.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Robin and Clint here with Business Life of Husband and Wife podcast.
Hey everyone.
We are episode 5. It's been a busy day. We've just finished a public speaking event in which we're going to do a quick recap here of what we talked about. Which was what, Robin?
Well, we broke down the wonderful goal setting, executing visions, and some selective urgency. I don't know what to call them. Selective urgency.
Through communication.
There we go.
And, you know, long-term goal strategy setting and execution on those. So I'll start it out with just a quick quote that we started the presentation with that kind of gets everybody thinking in that mindset. So most of our problems are because of two reasons. One, we act without thinking, or we keep thinking without acting. Now, what does that kind of mean? Everyone should kind of get what it means. It's pretty straightforward. A lot of us will sit there and talk about what we want to do.
All talk and no action.
Never get anything done. We all know people like that.
Yes. Or there's people that go ahead and they jump right into things without thinking.
Which I've done before.
And you still do some.
Yeah. Getting better. Working on that. So basically what we did is we broke things down for ourselves so that we could become better at, one, executing on things we said we were going to do.
Two, self-awareness.
Yeah.
Very important.
And three, getting, you know, kind of the shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to do something, let's kind of go and let's get it done. And what we did is we broke it down into a few different kind of easy to use micro strategies.
Yeah, or even exercises.
To just allow you to like put things down on paper, write it down, and then put it somewhere that you're going to see it all the time.
Agreed.
Like throw it on your fridge.
Whether it's in your bedroom, on your mirror, in your office.
Yeah, you could write in lipstick on the office, on your mirror, in your bedroom. I don't really care where you put it.
Everyone heard it here. I have permission to write on our mirrors.
One thing that's in our book. So if you guys can, if you've read it, you'll know that it's chapter 3. It's our SWOT analysis chapter. If you don't know what SWOT is, you can Google it.
I was going to say, take a hot minute and Google it. However,
we'll give a little Cole's note. So it's a 4-quadrant system: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we use this as more of like a self-reflective tool than actual marketing tool. Because it's actually a marketing tool to study a market analysis for your business and where you're going to fit in your niche when you're preparing to go to market with a product. Mm-hmm. Basically the same as if you're going to market with yourself.
True.
Very similar. So what we've broken it down to is you have to write down your own strengths, which is, it's easier to do probably, or actually, I think it's probably actually harder. Weaknesses are harder to come up with because...
I think the entire task was difficult.
Yeah, to kind of go through.
For the first time through was definitely the most difficult for me. But once you become a little bit more aware of where you struggle and where you need help or where you excel, I think it's a lot easier exercise to continue to go back to and redo. And once you've worked on a couple of things or once you've found support in certain places, and I find it a really helpful exercise to revisit.
Yeah. And why do you think that like that little micro testing yourself is so important and like going back and reevaluating, say you have both have the similar strengths, like why do you think that's beneficial?
If we both have similar strengths?
Yeah. Just as an example. So, well, I'll go back a little bit just so as an example. So what we get you guys to do and we get people to do is you each fill out your own mm-hmm. and then you come back and you analyze them together so you can find out if you have common strengths, common weaknesses, common threats, common opportunities, mm-hmm. or uncommon ones that you can actually benefit from your partner's ability to take over that task. So what I'm asking basically from Robin is just, if you both have the same strength, that obviously means that
you've worked on that.
Yeah, but you've got a similar weakness then because you're both really
potentially,
good at one potentially.
Potentially, like both of our strengths could not necessarily mean that we both have the same weaknesses.
No, but that allows you to look at those weaknesses and hire and outsource.
100%.
Outsource.
This bring is in, very helpful for that task.
Yeah, it allows you to find out what you need to do to bring in people that...
Where you need that support. Like, for example, both of us hate looking at numbers and we hate staring at numbers constantly. We both understand them and have a concept of it, but we both, for lack of better terms, fucking hate it.
Yeah, even so, with even with a management degree,
right? Like we just neither of us want to sit there and stare at stuff like that. So we would consider that both.
No, when my ADHD kicks in and I can't do it, I squirrel.
Yeah, you can't even let me get a sentence out. So. So I think when it comes to something like that, like it's very helpful to be aware that that's where a weakness lies. And then that's where you either need support or you need to either get better training for yourself or outsource.
Right. So it's a great tool.
Great
tool. You guys
tool.
can find. It'll be on our website for you guys to download and utilize with some more information.
It's in our book.
Yeah, it's also in our book. Our personal tests are in there as well.
Yeah, if you want to snoop.
If you want to snoop, and we'll kind of go from there. So what we want to jump into next is kind of a new topic that we've kind of delved into that we really, really like. We just like the term and kind of what it stands for, and that's called selective urgency.
And what is this, Clint?
What is selective urgency? Let's just an example. So everybody's always worried about their health at the end, you know, when they get sick, there's no preventative. So selective urgency is you get urgent
for a large amount of the population.
Yeah. Yes. You get urgent about a topic or something. So health is just an example. When you get sick, you don't wait. Most people don't take care of it. And then all of a sudden it's an urgent matter you have to take care of right now. Same thing in business. A lot of people let things slide. And then all of a sudden,
until it's something that you cannot let slide.
So it's you're selectively being urgent about things when you could have been more prepared. And what this does is.
Or complacent.
Complacent. It allows us to look at our SWOTs that we've done and now start setting goals so we don't run into that selective urgency mode where it's like panic mode that you forgot something or you're not prepared. So you can strategize your entire goal plan and visions. They're not going to be always right and you're never going to get them perfect, but it allows you to have that little section of to go back and reference and look at.
Yeah.
And we just talked about the Elon Musk rule of if you give yourself
30 days to clean your house,
it's going to take you 30 days.
Or if you give yourself 3 hours, it'll only take you 3 hours.
Exactly. So you kind of have that little bit of oomph and you've got that set of that urgency that's actually structured instead of being so selective.
Yeah. Or letting your brain go onto autopilot and just get you through the day to day to day without even realizing that anything is happening. And then all of a sudden, when you have this urgent matter, your brain doesn't know how you got there because you were on autopilot.
Yeah.
So this correct. Is just a way to prevent that from happening.
And I think that's just human nature because your brain automatically trains.
It's designed for
it. It's habitual, right? You get trained into this autopilot mode of ease. You're always looking for the easy way out. Everybody is. Easiest way to do something, fastest, most efficient.
Absolutely.
It's kind of how we're...
It's how the brain's designed.
Yeah. And so this next kind of little tool that we use allows people and us especially to kind of try to stay...
Well, just constant reminders, right? And reminders of your goals, reminders of your why, because that's really important so you don't get off track.
Yeah, exactly.
It's important, especially important for my brain. My brain likes structure and it likes to be reminded. Otherwise, it gets sidetracked.
Yeah. And mine's always sidetracked. So it's really good to have a constant reminder right in front of my face. Oh, yeah.
Gotta in large, bold writing.
Exactly. And that's why this
color is coded.
And it's bold. So we have a thing, a little sheet we call it Creating Reality. And this is a quote from Andy Frisella that we like. It's we create the realities that we live in. So
100%.
Yeah. So whatever we're doing right now
is a result of our habits.
That is exactly. So we'll have this live for you guys to take a look at too. It'll also be up on our website.
Yeah, you guys can download it.
Yeah. So website again is www.businesslifeofhusbandandwife.ca
and.com just in case.
Yeah. And just in case. I just slow it down so I don't. You know,
well, you don't have to say the www. You can just say businesslifeofhusbandandwife.ca. But you do you.
Yeah, that's how I roll. So what we have here is we've got five blocks, apologies, a 30-day, just what you want to do in the next 30 days. You can write as many goals as you want, 1, 2, 3. It doesn't
It can
really
be
matter.
Personal. It can be business. It can be a combination of the two.
It can be for you as a couple, too.
Yeah.
Like the best way I could say doing this is fill it out individually, then fill it out together. to make sure you guys are going in the right direction.
Well, yeah. Right? And also to make sure that your personal goals aren't influenced by the other party.
Yeah.
Because that's really important.
Yeah. And then you're not getting that outside influence. And then you guys can talk and communicate about where you all want to go. So going back to our little sheet here, we have a 30-day and then a 90-day, which is basically quarterly. So you can check in every 3 months on yourself. Am I hitting kind of them targets personally?
Set a reminder in your phone.
Yep. Just to go back and read it.
Yep.
You have a 1 year, a 3 year, a 5 year. Really simple. And they don't have to be massive, massive goals, all of them. Just no. Little things that you can do better that you want to have. Or
give us an example.
Oh, so one of our big goals is to build our own building. So in 5 years,
that's happening.
I want to have our own building.
Yep.
It's written down on our whiteboard in our shop.
We stare at it every day.
Stare at it every day. And it says, nobody cares, work harder. It tells you the value.
Which you can also buy on our website.
Yeah, you get that on a t-shirt. But it also just has how much money that we need to procure and raise in order to build that building and how big the building we want.
Yeah. And so, we also have taken that goal and then broken it down into smaller leading up goals. So we've broken down that 5 year back down into a 3 year, into a 1 year, into quarterly and into monthly goals that we have to achieve in order to achieve this massive goal that we're after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which works really well for people that are inspired visually.
Yeah. If you're a visual person,
it's very helpful.
Well, and I work really well on I guess my brain works really well on music. I like music really, and lyrics have always kind of been an inspiration for me to be motivated. So I have tattoos on both my arms that, you know, are just like a reminder to, you know, keep pushing, keep working. I've got in our gym, I've got a quote on the wall.
Yep.
And then I've got the whiteboard in the shop that I just have these little reminders of.
Everywhere you look every day.
Yeah.
And now on our bathroom mirror.
Yeah, apparently in lipstick.
I also have to go buy some lipstick.
Okay. So anyways, when you're creating your reality, yeah, we'll get back on track. Be clear, be specific, and just be consistent. That's the
consistency is the key. You are a result, like we said before, you're a result of your daily habits. Yeah. So you got to be consistent.
From those two little exercises that you do is when you start actually buckling down on executing those visions. You can, again, we go back to the original quote that we, at the beginning of the podcast, most of our problems are because of two reasons. We act without thinking, or we keep thinking without acting. But in order to do that, we need to execute on those visions so that
every day.
Yeah. So, and that just, those are just little minor steps. That 1% better every day that you hear all the time. You know,
that's all you can do.
1% better. So executing on those visions is where the devil's in the details.
Yes.
It really is. And, Robin's really good at being detail-oriented.
My brain loves details. It loves structure.
And she works really well daily and weekly. And she's
color-coded, you name it.
You give me that for a 30-day vision and it buggers me. I'm good.
It puts you off track.
Yeah, I'm good 90 days, 365 days, 5 years from now. I'm already there in my own head. So I have to get drugged back all the time into looking back at these. And this is why this sheet is so important for me.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who's just like,
Let's go.
As in the book, you said, I have two dueling squirrels.
Squirrels or hamsters? Some type of rodent in there.
Okay. So the last sheet that we have here for you guys that again, will be on the website so you can take a look, is our goal action plan. This allows you to break down what's motivating you to achieve this goal, your why, your start date, your deadline, and then a reward. And this was actually kind of a cool one.
Well, the rewards are important because that's massive when it comes into building a habit, no matter how big or small the reward is. In order to form a habit, your brain needs to receive something that makes it happy. It could be like once you've done a certain amount of emails or once you've done a certain amount of thing, rewarding yourself with a cup of coffee because it calms your brain, something like that. It just needs to be something.
Yeah, a productive habit, and something that I'm personally working on right now is like developing those productive habits and productive rewards versus the ones where you're just like, man, I can sit in the couch now and chill because I did put in my 12-hour day and did all my work and I'm done. I've just tapped out versus, you know, you still have more to do. You still have more to give. And can you do that, right? So what's that reward to get to that point? Yeah. And I'm still working on that. So
work in progress.
Yeah, and this is why this is so interesting is because that little reward at the end is it's kind of like an endorphin almost. That
absolutely, like even me, I do my workouts every morning at 6 a.m. and my little reward at the end of every single one is I get to sit on the couch for 10 minutes in a heated blanket, and I am so happy with my coffee and a heated blanket for 10 minutes before the day starts. Right. And that's huge for me.
Yeah.
My brain is so happy after that.
So also on this sheet, you guys are able to write down your obstacles. So you're able to go back and look at your weaknesses from your SWOT. And those are obstacles for you. Threats in your SWOT are obstacles for you as a couple, in a business, personally, whatever you're working on, you're always going to have obstacles. So you're not going to see them all. Some are just going to come up and smack you like a concrete wall, like a cartoon, right? And you just bounce off of them and keep
moving.
Surprises
are fun.
Yeah. So you have to really, really think about what you want, right? And then know, like, hey, do I have outside resources? Like, who can I read? Like, what book can I read if I'm not very good at something? Or
what friend can I reach out to?
So that also is in this. You have resources. So you can write down, and who can I contact about this? Is there a podcast I can listen to? Is there anybody?
Yeah. You know, a course I can take. Podcasts are huge.
Yeah, because you're always on the move. So you can listen. And when you're doing stuff, you can throw it, listen and learn. But if you're a reader and a big reader, maybe there's a book out there, a resource you can use to help you execute on your goals, right? And there's for any goal, like what's an example of a goal we want to go with here? Give us one of your goals. Let's go with what do you want to do in 90 days or before you're 40, your goal for before you're 40.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
My personal goal?
Yeah.
I want to have a visible six pack by the time I'm 40.
Right. So what resources?
Now it's public.
That's public. There we go.
No pressure.
So what would be some obstacles you have to overcome?
My love of chocolate. I think that was like my number one obstacle is my love of chocolate.
So you got to change your reward structure.
I do. Mm. I'm just going to have to switch that habit out for something else. I just need to find something that satisfies me as much
as chocolate. So that's just one quick obstacle.
Yes.
And then what resources are you using or could you go to? Because you have...
I just actually reached out to a resource to help me get there. I signed up with a personal trainer to keep me on track.
Right. Do you want to give a shameless plug right now?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to Andra and her amazing company that she started here in Okotoks with Sector 6. It's also a shout out for you guys. Okay, so this is going to be a shout out then for Andra Lynn Fit for keeping me on track and creating me a unbelievable program that is challenging so far. So I'm very appreciative / I slightly hate you sometimes. Just kidding. All love.
So you have your goal.
Yes.
Your few obstacles, and then you found a resource.
Yes.
And you can continue to write more resources down.
Yes.
And then also on this are your big steps and your little steps. So you can kind of go through and just like almost have like a checklist. Hey, you know what? I completed this.
Yeah. Little step, like keep your water consumption up, you know, like make sure you get that gallon of water in every day.
Right.
Super helpful.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then also down at the bottom of these awesome forms that we created is this little note section. So this is anything that would come up during this, for example, a 30-day goal plan, that any thoughts or anything that come into mind or any other resources that you would like to write down or basically anything that comes to mind or anything else that you can think of to help you get there or even something to help you get to the next step.
For me, it'd be inspirational quote, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just write an inspirational quote there, something that motivates you. I know a lot of people use them, but anything that kind of motivates you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
To be
like
better.
That shit doesn't motivate me, so.
Yeah, but for me, like for me, that would be, I would just write an inspirational quote there, right? Just something that is actionable too on that.
Yeah.
On that goal that I'm trying to pursue. So yeah, we're still playing with these sheets and we're still using them.
Also, feedback is welcome. If you guys think that we need like something else included, anything like that, feel free to shoot us an email at admin@businesslifeofhusbandandwife.ca.
Yeah, for sure.
Jenny will be happy to direct your emails.
Exactly. Yeah. So at the end of this presentation and everything that we did today, basically the big thing is micro issues that you have with yourself and with
business. Once you've established what they are.
Yeah. And figure out what those micro things are that you can work on.
Yep.
So when you're going into like a bigger situation and your macro situations, you have that set itinerary basically for you to start to follow. Now you're going to deviate. It's no different than a business plan. Like you write this whole business plan and in a year, 2 years, 3 years, half of it's no good anymore. And you got to reevaluate. So these things are no different.
True.
You're going to hit that goal. You're not going to hit that goal. Maybe you need to extend the timeline, give yourself more runway. There's all sorts of different things in business that happen. It's not much different when you're doing it personally or in a relationship. It's very, very similar. All of these things are reusable. I know, you know, you can go back and tweak and change things.
We've included lots of copies so you guys can fully break out the 30, 90, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year options.
Yep. At the end of the entire thing, it's just about communicating with your partner, to be honest with you. So fill these things out solo. It doesn't matter if it's a couple, business partner, if you're just doing it solo too, it doesn't really matter. But if you're working in teams or anything, it's good to take that and get the whole group to do it.
Yeah.
Even if you're an owner. So this is for owners. If you get your team to do this, right?
Oh, it's going to give you such great feedback.
Right. So you can know where to, what they need from you.
Yeah.
They can go through and be like, hey, I really am not good at this.
Without I need you support
having,
here.
I need support without you even having to go and look and be like, okay, we're going to do 4 months or 5 months of training and to find out that, you know what, your back's kind of buggered and we need to move you up front, Mike, when you listen to this. Just things like that. Like just, it's really going to be beneficial as owners to make your team utilize some of these. It gives you that so much information to put them in the place to be successful,
well, especially and to help,
for them because they have goals too.
Yeah, and help them set their goals within the business as well because it's really important that the business goals get broken down into all of your staff and then they have the specific goals as well to help you achieve what you're all going after and that building.
Exactly.
That building in 5 years.
That building. Okay, guys, that's a wrap on today's podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and as always, if you guys could like, share, subscribe to the podcast.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. It helps us grow, helps us get our message out there to everybody. And we really appreciate you listening and have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
As always, thanks for listening. And make sure to follow us, share, and subscribe online. Check us out on all our social medias at Business Life of Husband and Wife. And visit our website and pick up our book if you feel the need.